This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate. بذكر الله ترتاح القلوب
وتنزاح المتاعب والكروب. It is narrated that when Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, the great companion, one of the ten that the Prophet ﷺ promised Jannah, and the considered one of the maternal uncles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a great person, a great warrior, a great sahabi, so many virtues related to him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him. He was a man of great nobility. Umar ibn al-Khattab, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, appointed Sa'd as the governor of one of the sort of principalities of Iraq. And as was the nature of Umar ibn al-Khattab, he used to go and check on his people. And unfortunately, there were some people who were troublemakers. That is the reality, unfortunately. And troublemakers exist in time and history. There are hypocrites, there are munafiqeen, there are people who are just, they just hate, you know, they just hate to see people in a good time. So a few complaints received against Sa'd, radiallahu anhu. So Umar went to go and check on them. He brought Sa'd with him. They went to the different masajid, you know, how is Sa'd? Anybody has any complaint? You know, this was like, subhanAllah, this was, although it's not really democracy, we don't want to call it democracy. I know it's democracy is a corrupted word. In some aspects, but this was the way that they were accountability, you know, direct accountability. There's no tyranny, there's no oppression. Here's your governor. Anybody has any objections, any questions, anything that you want to, the top man is coming and visiting and checking on his people. So they went to the different masajid, and nobody said anything. Everybody was good, you know. So Omar was beginning to say, okay, well, maybe there is no real complaint. You know, what are the people complaining about? Anyway, on one masjid, or the last masjid that they visited, one of these troublemakers, he got up and he said, you've asked us about Sa'd, and I want to say this. Sa'd does not give us fairly. He does not divide us, most like the social security monies that come fairly. And he does not deal with us well, and he doesn't come out, you know, with the expeditions that we go out, and we go out fighting. He's like, he doesn't join us. It's like he just, you know, is happy sitting at home. He's consuming the wealth. He doesn't give, and he doesn't share us, and he doesn't come out in the exhibitions. Sa'd was surprised, you know, this guy, where's this guy coming from? He said, but you know, at that time, you know, it's an allegation, and the allegation, there's obviously no proof, etc. So Sa'd said, I'm not going to say anything. However, this is what I'm going to say. Oh Allah, if this guy is lying about me, and the only reason he's saying this is because he wants to be famous somewhere or another, you know, why is he becoming famous? I mean, we don't even know this guy, but he's trying to become showing off. And subhanAllah, this is something that happens today. You know, some people want to show off and to become famous on YouTube and Facebook and social media. What do? They start to cause controversy. So there are these little dwarfs in terms of their knowledge, and they try to attack a giant in Islam. You know, a giant, a big scholar. They'll start saying, oh, this scholar, he said this, and this goes against the aqidah, and this is a bid'ah, and they make up all these things. They are dwarfs. They are not even dwarfs, subhanAllah. They are not known. They are nothing. But they attack the big ones so that they can cause controversy. And by doing controversy, people say, ah, mashallah, this guy knows what he's talking about, because he's attacking this big sheikh, this big, and he's, you know, subhanAllah. Anyway, so this guy was probably from the same kind of category of people, so it's not new. So Sa'd said, if this guy is lying about me, and the only reason why he's got up is sum'atan wa riyan, and he just wants to get like some sort of boasting, wants to show off, then, oh Allah, increase, elongate his life. meaning let him die of old age, and increase his poverty, and let him be exposed to the fitans and the trials. You accuse me of three things, these are three du'as against you. If you are lying, if you're telling the truth, you know, there's nothing to worry about. And Sa'ad left it at that. He didn't pursue it. And Umar, radiallahu anhu, I mean, his nature as well, didn't want to get, you know, didn't want to get embroiled in these kind of difficulties. Sa'ad, you know, also was either stepped down from this position, or Umar asked him to step down. Yeah, these weren't people who are, they weren't bothered about leadership. You know, these were people who sacrificed their life for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These were the greatest of generations. This man later on, however, was seen an old man. His hair had fallen out, his eyebrows had fallen out, old, in the street, begging. And whenever women pass by, he will try to, you know, to harass them, you know, in different ways. And he himself would say, "Asabatni da'wat Sa'ad." The du'a of Sa'ad has affected. Look, he's old, he's poor, and he is being, you know, in his state, and he's harassing young women. And that shows you, subhanAllah, the importance. You know, obviously, don't. And you know, this guy, why would you lie? And like I say, some people do that because they just want to get fame. But look at the, also the power of dua, and especially the dua from the righteous people. There is a narration that the Prophet ﷺ was asked by Sa'ad long ago. He said, "Oh, Allah, make dua to Allah that Allah makes me someone who my dua is answered." SubhanAllah, look at this power. You have the dua, you have power. It's a weapon. Silahul mu'min. But the Prophet ﷺ didn't say, "Okay, I'm just going to make you a dua." I think, no. You want, and this is a lesson for everyone. أطيب مطعمك تكون مجاب الدعوة. Make your food, your consumption, your nutrition, طيب, good. You will become one whose dua is answered. أطيب مطعمك تكون مجاب الدعوة. Now the chain of this narration is ضعيف. It's not a sound narration where the Prophet ﷺ said this. But however, it's not a wrong concept, because we have this in another hadith of the guy who elongates the travel and he's on journey, he's dusty, he's disheveled, he lifts his hands up to the sky, say, "Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi." The Prophet ﷺ said his food is haram, his clothes is haram, his drink is haram, he's nourished by haram. How will he be then answered? So if your food, your consumption is haram, your dua is not going to be answered. So on the other hand, in Allah, طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ لَطَيِّبٌ, Allah is only good, he accepts that which is good. Do the things which are good, consume things which are good, your dua is going to be answered. And there's no coincidence that this narration is related to Sa'ad, and Sa'ad is the one who then makes the dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the dua of Sa'ad. Rahim Allah ta'ala. Sa'ad, may Allah have mercy on him, and may Allah be pleased with him. When Sa'ad came to die, he placed his head in the lap of his son, Mus'ab. His son started to cry. And Sa'ad said, "Why are you crying?" He said, "I'm crying because, you know, your position, who you are." And he said, don't cry, because wallahi, I am from the people of Al-Jannah. And in one narration he said, whether you cry or you don't cry, I am from the people of Al-Jannah. Now some people say, well, that sounds a bit arrogant. No, it's not arrogant. This guy is dying now. Khalas, actions are, no more actions. What are you going to do? But the Prophet ﷺ promised me Al-Jannah. The Prophet said, Sa'adun fil Jannah. Khalas, the Prophet promised me. And I have conviction and iman and belief that what the Prophet ﷺ said is true. And so therefore I will be in Al-Jannah. رضي الله عنه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.